Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Folks, we are joined by Guy Williams for the Guy Williams Show.
Oh, thank you, Noah.
And he has been an incredible benefactor for the JETCO annual luncheon. He's been a big believer in economic development throughout the region. Always working hard each and every day to make sure that we continue to improve. And just want to thank you for the relationship that we have with you and all of the folks in the incredible organization that you lead. It's a really fun group of people that care about their community.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a great privilege to be here. And glad to have this opportunity.
So let's talk about this partnership that you've had with JETCO. Why is this so important for you and the bank?
Yeah, JETCO is a wonderful example of government working together with private industry. Because one of the challenges is businesses can go anywhere. And there's a true statement economically, which is capital goes where it's treated best. JETCO works to make sure that when businesses want to locate in Jefferson Parish, they get a good reception. They get a good view of what the opportunities are, and they have somebody to advocate on their behalf. So the fact that JETCO is a partnership with the parish and the business community really positions them well for success, and it really has worked. JETCO has been able to stimulate a lot of growth, and we're really proud to support JETCO.
You know, and I was talking to Jerry earlier, the president and CEO, and I know you like this because I hear you talk about this all the time, the collaborative approach with all of the other economic development organizations, not only in the state level, but through Southeast Louisiana.
Yeah, and one of the things I'm most encouraged about, I'm on the transition team for the new mayor in New Orleans. We really lost regional cooperation at some point, and JETCO is part of bringing that back. And the new administration in Orleans is committed to that. They're not looking at, we're Orleans, you have to come kiss the ring. It's, no, we're going to work together so that this region can prosper. And when we go to Baton Rouge, it'll be going as a region to promote growth for everybody.
So, you know, we never talk about your bank on the show on Monday, ever. No, we never have. In 7-8 years that we've been doing this together. But let's talk about your bank today. So, how the year 2025, what were some of the big accomplishments for you guys?
Yeah, this was a phenomenal year for us. We're going to have a record earnings year. Our employment is now pushing 1,000 people. We lend nationwide, so we have locations as far west as Phoenix, far north as Minneapolis, far east as Orlando. We have a full-service international department that we're really proud of. The whole downtown top floor is international, so we make trips to Central and South America, and we've expanded that. We recently hired a young lady that worked for a bank in Honduras, and she's now working for Gulf Coast Bank. Last year, we completed the first off-the-grid branch, and it's really gotten a lot of attention. We don't rely on energy, geothermal heating and cooling. In fact, yesterday, the Wall Street Journal sent some reporters to tour the branch in Elmwood and hopefully write a story about it. So we've been really happy about that. And the other thing is we're looking forward to creating something brand new in Jefferson. Because of the number of people we have on staff and the number of people we're hiring, we're creating a brand new HR center in Jefferson. It'll be HR and training for the whole company. And that's going to be located on North Arnold, right here in Metairie. So excited about that. Hopefully that'll be ready by the end of this coming year. And that'll have all of the HR function for the whole company and all the different regions right here in Metairie, Louisiana.
Well, that's huge for the parish, you know, to have that type of center here and as you continue to grow and branch out. Most people don't realize that you actually have a presence in other states, and they don't realize that you have an international presence as well.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not sure if that's a failure of our marketing or just the nature that we're not really liking to brag about stuff. But, yeah, we have physical branches.
Well, I think it's the latter, not the former. Because you don't ever talk about your bank, you know, with us, because it's always about issues, you know, that are
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, well, and the Monday show is about right. The different economic issues. And, it you know, people wouldn't want to listen to a long commercial.
No. So let's talk about technology. You and I talk a lot about that on Mondays, but not a whole lot about how it's actually impacting the banking industry.
Yeah, artificial intelligence is the biggest new thing, and what it's doing is it improves the ability to write computer code. So we can get about 70% of the computer code written, and then we have our professionals finish it. AI is not perfect. It still makes lots of mistakes, but it's good at grunt work. It can analyze financial statements, tax returns, and do a lot of the preliminary work, and then you hand it over to a real person. Now, there's some companies that are letting it do everything, and we're not going to do that. We don't trust it for that, and we want to have somebody involved, yeah. And somebody right here. Those decisions are made locally.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see how this works out. And I guess part of the challenge, though, always is, and you like telling these little anecdotal stories about hackers and what they've done and fraudsters and what they've done, you know, trying to manipulate systems and people.
Yeah, and one of the things that's unfortunate is the crooks are always looking for new ways to be crooks, and they're using AI to be crooks. One of the latest scams is you can impersonate voices, so it can sound like somebody that runs your company, somebody that manages a business, is actually trying to get a wire transfer. And one of the things that banks have done traditionally will call back verify.
Yeah.
And you think you're talking to a person. And I'll never forget, Warren Buffett was doing an interview, and he said he got a scam call that Warren Buffett had been kidnapped. And, you know, he says, well, let me talk to him. And he said, after 5 minutes, he said, I need to get my wallet out. Warren's in trouble.
Yeah. It's absolutely crazy. So when you look out on the horizon across the landscape, where do you see Gulf Coast Bank and, you know, helping stimulate economic development, not only Jefferson Parish, but the region?
Yeah, we're excited about the opportunity to fund startup businesses. One of the things that we really like to do, we have a full service trust and investment division, and we'll do startup 401k funds. So a small business wants to do a retirement, we'll help them get started. We have a SBA division for genuine startup businesses. We fund a lot of acquisitions. So if someone wants to buy a business, we'll help them do it. And our objective is whatever we can do to help people build a business here in Louisiana, we want to help that occur, because when we have headquarters, all intellectual capital flow here. That's our objective, more small businesses get bigger, have their headquarters here, and for more local companies to acquire others and move those people to this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Region.
So as we talk about that, I know you're always looking at what folks are saying, you know, economists and others about each individual parish and the state as the whole. So let's focus on Jefferson because we're all talking all things Jefferson today. What is the forecast? What do you see? Tell us about that.
Yeah, the forecast is good. You know, for years I've gone to Lauren Scott's economic forecast. And it was like, you know, if you're feeling good, go listen to Lauren Scott and then you'll be depressed. Yeah, it'll tell you how terrible Louisiana is, how many people are leaving, how awful the climate is. For the first time ever, I mean, it was like he'd taken a happy pill. You must have heard of his presentations.
Oh, yeah, I have. I'm laughing. Somebody might have gave him a gummy. I don't know.
But the news is good. Louisiana is growing for a change. We were the only southern state shrinking. We're not anymore. We're growing, and we're growing faster than half of the southern states. New Orleans is about to turn the corner and start growing as well. You know, the mayor's appointments are really good. Joe Geruso is chief administrative officer, a wonderful move. Kevin Ferguson coming over. So the news is good. One of the things particularly for Jefferson, the Bensons have endowed a children's hospital at Ochsner. Mm-hmm. It's the largest single investment at Ochsner ever, over $300 million. Now, the wonderful thing about an expanded children's hospital is it means you're going to have doctors, you're going to have nurses, you're going to have lots of people with high income right here. So it's attracting folks. And it's also wonderful for this region because, heaven help us, if a child or grandchild is sick, you don't have to panic. How do I get good care? It's right here. And we have the same thing with the Manning family. So having two big children's hospitals is a giant positive for the region. I'm really happy that the Bensons are endowing one. I'm really happy that the Manning family is working to do that as well.
Yeah, I mean, those are... both of those are great examples of growing what is referred to as the healthcare or medical economy, right? And,
yeah.
It's something that we've talked about maybe a quarter of a century now, and we still got a lot of work to do with the corridor in the city, the old charity leading through the new charity, and the new VA.
Yeah, and people don't realize it, but MD Anderson is a significant reason why Houston has grown the way it has. A tremendous number of people that travel to Houston go to MD Anderson, and that has brought wealth to Texas because those doctors, those researchers bring endowments, they bring medical grants. When that comes to Louisiana and we have that for these two children's centers, that's a very significant thing, both for the health of the region, but also for the economics of the region.
Yeah. And it also helps, you know, connecting the dots relative to the new airport, too.
Oh, my goodness,
because
yes.
As you have international patients coming in and people nationally from around the country coming in because of a delivery line, a service delivery line within each one of those mentioned hospitals, you need all of that infrastructure to support it as well.
Yeah, when maybe 40, 50 years ago, we were a big center for South Americans coming to New Orleans for medical care. And somehow we lost that to Miami and Houston. But when you become an international center, it's a big deal. I have a friend that's at the Mayo Clinic. And what he said is, you know, the amazing thing is how many Arabs are at the Mayo Clinic. And yeah. They bring their whole staff, their, you know, dietitians, et cetera. But they're bringing real money. And they're enabling the Mayo Clinic to be a leading edge research institute because they're getting foreigners to come for medical treatment. And we'd love to have that happen right here in Louisiana.
Absolutely. So you are upbeat. You are excited about 2026 on the economic development horizon. And that's good news to hear because it's kind of been a little bit of an icky feeling for a little while, right?
It has. It's been tough. I mean, it's been tough when you had friends leaving to follow their kids. And now we're beginning to see that turnaround with people coming back. I mean, I know at our church we had two couples moved in and we said, well, why did y'all come? Well, our children were here. It's like, That's what you want to hear is people moving in because of their families. So it makes things a whole lot better.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, we all hear these conversations every day as we talk to folks that we know and they're leaving to follow the kids, the grandkids, or whatever it may be, you know, and it's really kind of heartbreaking because you see the excitement, but at the same time, a little level of distress in people, you know, that leaving the place that they love.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you leave New Orleans to go wherever, Dallas, Nashville, but now when we can get that back and have those opportunities, then the extended families and what makes Louisiana great, that connection, that, you know, people getting together, having that happen here, I think is really really something that we should anticipate as we look forward.
Let's talk. We just have a few minutes left. I visited with Daphne Barnes the other day from GNO Inc., and we were talking about the new agenda and new initiatives for NOLA Coalition next year in 2026. We broadcasted live from the Community Sailing Association or organization, a facility out there by the Municipal Harbor. And they're talking that collaborative thing, you know, process between all of the not-for-profits. Do you see yourself and others getting more involved in that and making sure that happens?
Oh, yes, indeed. Gulf Coast Bank is one of the first companies to join the NOLA Coalition. We're actively involved with a number of nonprofits because we realize if you don't educate the children, if you don't give them something to do, nothing good occurs. So we're involved in youth sports, you know, all sorts of youth activities. And it's not all about sports. We're involved in different nonprofits that support things like theater. Yeah. There's a lot of kids that aren't athletes, but boy, you can, in the theater, you have all these different job skills that you learn. You know, scenery production, painting, carpentry, sound, you know, dressmaking, costume design, not to mention the confidence they develop when you go on stage. So we're supporting that. We're encouraging other businesses to do it. And the NOLA Coalition continues to grow, and I think it's one of the reasons that we're seeing a downtrend in crime.
Yeah. Over 600 members now.
Yeah.
Huge. You know, every time I have a chance to talk to them over there, they continue to grow.
Yeah, and the purpose is not, it has zero political agenda. The agenda is only to help the community and particularly to help children have opportunities.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it. We appreciate the role that you and your bank takes. You're a great corporate partner to not only Jefferson Parish, but throughout the region. And I truly enjoy the time that we spend on Mondays bantering back and forth about different issues.
Well, thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to be here, and I really appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. And have a great holiday season.
You too.
But we'll see you Monday.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're broadcasting live from the Pontchartrain Center for the JEDCO Annual Luncheon. Stay with us, because when we return, we will have the parish president of Jefferson Parish, Cynthia Lee Shang, join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.